This is how we do church. God's been speaking to me. Will you let me build my church? I said, yes, Father. He said, well, get out of the way and let me do it. That's for all of us. How many can say amen in every part of our life? Do you want to say something yet, Dad? No. I just want to make sure. Just want to climax here if I can. Wow. Now, this is going to be put up so people can hear. Being the church, this is how you do church. I believe that, you know, I was thinking about, as we're celebrating 50 years when Alan Shepard landed on the moon. And I was just reflecting a little bit about that, hearing some of the stories. And one thing, the first thing he said when he put his foot on the moon, he said, one small step for man, but a big, giant step for mankind. Another thing he said when he was standing on the moon, he looked at the earth, and it was just a speck out in the universe. And he said, that earth is the only place that God dwells with mankind. Wow. The earth. We're a little speck in the giant universe. And he placed all of us on this earth to display his glory. And this is what I want to leave with you. In Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 18th and 19th verse, out of the Passion Bible, I'm reading, I am convinced that any suffering we endure is less compared to the magnitude of the glory that is about to be unveiled within us. The entire universe, get that picture? The entire universe is standing on tiptoes, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. He said he's going to have a people that is going to display his Shekinah glory. And what his Shekinah glory is all about, I'm going to pick this up next week because we're going to keep on going, whatever the Holy Spirit might have for us to reveal. His Shekinah glory means, in the original, Shekinah means recite, permanently dwelling. We are his place that he wants to represent his glory. I don't know about you. I believe everything that is happening is for one purpose alone. As Brother Justin, all you were testifying in your challenging times, you call out to God. When you have problems, you try to do it on your own. We tried to fix everything. How many can say amen? Amen. Let's stop it and let him do it. Release the Christ in you. Release him. All the glory of his presence. In Jesus' name, Be the church. Be the glory. Be his body everywhere you go. Starting in the home. How many can say amen? Oh, I'm seeing life from a whole different perspective because of what God has allowed Rosemary and I to go through in our family. Our family's coming together. We're sharing our hearts. One of the biggest miracles of miracles, your pastor is keeping his mouth shut and letting the family give direction now. That's what he wants. I tell you, it is amazing, amazing, the freedom that comes when you surrender to his plan and his purpose. Oh, the glory of his presence. There is a weight on each one of us here today. An allness. That's what he wants. The glory will create. Wow. Everywhere you go, people will be amazed. It's Jesus. Put Jesus first in your life. He is a true friend unto the end. Take Jesus with you wherever you go. Put Jesus first in your life. Rosemary, I just feel that you need to have a prayer over us. Would you? And say a final word if you're comfortable. If not, that's fine. But I was feeling that. Depends where you're at. I honor you in doing what you feel you need to do now.
Father, we're so grateful for who you are. So thankful for what you do. And we place our lives in your hands. And we choose to trust you with everything. Oh, the glory of your presence. We, your people, give you reverence. It's not what we can do. It's what he can do through us. So we rest in his praise and in his embrace. But he has to fill this place with his glory. And we just need to submit to whatever it is, whatever situation, and know that nothing catches him by surprise. He rules the universe. And like I was sharing with Irene, you know, somebody said to me today, and it shocked me, it made me a little bit feel bad, but they said, I expected this. I didn't expect this, but I know that God knew what was taking place. And if we could submit to whatever it is that he does or allows, his presence will flood us and flood this place, and then we can accomplish what he has designed for us to do for the kingdom. Not for our own personal gain or anything, but for his kingdom. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I just want you to put your hand over your heart and say, Lord Jesus, seal this word that you have done to me today. And help me to go forth and be who you created me to be a witness of your presence everywhere I go. Amen and amen. Let's stand together.